Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Wake Up with Ab. I'll be your host, Tim. You can call me Ab if you want to. Tonight, we have a special guest, Brian Stavely. Brian Stavely is the host of his own show called Dose of Reality. And if you're following along tonight, you can go to my website at radio.abarato.info. On the very top of that page, you'll see an entry called Brian Stavely, November 24th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Underneath the entry, you will see a live fire commenting system where you can place your links. This is where I'd prefer if you'd place permanent links that are relevant to the conversation tonight with Brian. And by the way, let's say good evening to Brian Stavely. Good evening, Brian.
Hey, Ab. How are you doing?
Hey, we're good. We're good, pal. We're good. Also, we have a chat going where we can just place various conversations that aren't necessarily relevant to the conversation tonight. Now, if you go to my website, radio.abarato.info, underneath that strange-looking picture, you'll see three words, home, chat, and stream. Under the word chat, you can click on just the word chat, and that will bring up a page at ChatTango. And that website is radioab.chattango.com. And that's a website where you can just place messages to each other.
I also have the same one too, just to mention if anybody came over from my audience. If you guys are already signed up to use the chat at my website, you guys don't even have to log in again. You guys will be signed up for this one.
Exactamundo. And we have a few people on already. Brian, yourself, Shane1984, and Anonymous. Shane's there. This is where we can just place little messages to each other. But if you guys have any links, relevant links to tonight's show, feel free to put them on the main chat page, which is radio.abarato.info and the Brian Stavely, November 24th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I have a link to the website from Clues Forum. Eventually, we're going to get Simon Shack on one of these days, if we can ever connect. And he put some links on his site to this site for audio. So I'm sure he'll be happy tonight with tonight's show, because I'm a big fan of Clues Forum and September Clues. And I'm pretty sure our guest, Brian Stavely, is a fan of September Clues, but I'm not sure. So we'll ask him. Brian, what do you think of September Clues?
Well, I think September Clues has a gold mine of information. I think for the most part, they've got pretty much of the whole story figured out. But I did have a little run-in with a few of the personalities over there. They were quite a bit harsh to me after I had Simon on the show. So I don't really speak too highly of that, but as far as if you're going to direct anybody where to look into the media fakery, I would definitely start there. If you go to their regular website, without even going into the forums, if you go to septemberclues.info, they've got some great stuff up in pretty much all different categories for people to look through. And I just found the people in the forums to be a little harsh and a few of them attacked me for no reason. But other than that, I do think they have a lot of good information up there. I don't think 100% of it is right. I think there were some mistakes. But, I mean, compared to any other website that's out there or any other forums, and we've been through a lot of them, I would say that they are definitely the closest to the truth. They definitely do a good job of archiving the video better than any other site.
Excellent. Well, why don't we start at the beginning with you, Brian? Give us whatever background on yourself you want to give, and then try and go towards how you got into 9/11. What led you to it?
Well, I was just like the normal, I guess what they would call the normal, you know, American, I was 30-something at the time, early 30s, and I liked my sports and still played my video games and watched some television. Not too much TV though. I was never really too big into like politics or anything or religion. I didn't really understand either of those too much, but it just so happened one night I was watching Netflix through my Xbox with a buddy over, and I saw a movie called World Trade Center with Nicolas Cage. It's a well-produced movie, but it's a whole bunch of horse crap propaganda about the firemen stuck under the rubble and what they went through and everything. And after that, all I really did is I went to the little search bar and I searched 9/11 because I wanted to find out some more about the day itself, because I really didn't know too much other than what I heard on the day and, little snippets here and there in the newspaper or whatever or on the TV. So I punched in 9/11 and all these movies that people would call, conspiracy theory movies or whatever, they all popped up. Loose Change, In Plain Sight, September Clues did not, but I found that on YouTube like probably 30 days after. So I watched all of them pretty much. And I mean, once you start watching in real, those movies, I'm going to tell you right now without, breaking each one down because that'll take forever, but they are a ton of disinformation. They are. As much as it sucks to say that, because they do have their good points. They woke me up. They woke a lot. They probably 90% of the people in the 9/11 truth movement were waking up from something like Loose Change or In Plain Sight. They wake you up to the fact that the government story is a bunch of horse crap, and you can, and they do a pretty good job showing you why. But then they float these other theories out there that aren't true either, like bombs in the basement, or Judy Wood with directed energy weapons, or airplanes with the pod and the flash, or just all the power downs and people sneaking explosives in overnight with spools of wire and all these fabricated stories, because to them, they just want you to believe that the event happened. They don't give a crap what you believe. Obviously, they'd rather have you believe the official story. But once you're broken free of that, they know you're out there looking around for different crap. And they're going to float as many conspiracy theories as they can about the day. A, to make it more believable, make the event seem unquestionably real, just a matter of how it was done. And B, to keep people divided. I mean, you got people that are all seeking 9/11 truth, and they won't even talk to each other. There's people in certain camps that won't talk to other people in certain camps because they know they're right, and these other people know they're right. And the ultimate thing that they all gatekeep, and I do believe that most, not everybody in the truth movement, because there's regular people like me, you, and some of your listeners and everything, but most of the prominent people out there with all their different theories and stuff, they know what they're doing. They're just trying to confuse people, keep people running in circles, and just making this great, great hoax seem totally real.
How long? Sorry, did you mention? I didn't hear you. Did you mention when you started looking into 9/11? When did you start? How many years ago?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been about a little over 2 years now, Ab. It's been probably 2 years, and I'd say a month or two. It was right around this time 2 years ago, maybe a little closer to the summertime.
What was the
And
first? So, was the first YouTube you saw Loose Change?
yeah, the first YouTube I saw was Loose Change, either an American Coup or Final Cut, which is the third and the fourth versions, and then I watched the other one. And then I saw In Plain Sight. Then there was one other pretty popular one. I can't remember what it was that I saw on there. Then I started to check out Alex Jones a little bit, who is totally controlled. I started watching Jesse Ventura. Same deal with him. They do know what they're doing, though. I mean, they do a good. That's why they pick actors to do stuff like this, because they're actors, And the one thing that they all have in common. And I saw September Clues about 30 days into this, okay? Now, I granted I'm, 8, 9 years later than some of the people that doubted it on day one. But at least when I first started looking into it, before I got too into the Loose Change stories and everything, I saw September Clues, and I mean, I just knew I needed to look at it more and look at more and more plane footage, and I'm sorry. I mean, those airplanes are just not real. And I got a ton of stuff we could show people tonight if you want to, just pass out a link here and there for people to click on. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you have images of Flight 175 halfway in the building, and the building's not broken. Now, I don't care if you have an airplane, a baseball, a beer bottle, my friggin' dog, whatever you want. You throw it through that building, the building's got to break. I mean, unless it's a ghost. I mean, how is that possible? You know what I mean? And this isn't just in one shot. I mean, this isn't like every video. They did a really poor job editing it. In some videos, you'll see white smoke. Some videos, you'll see black smoke. There's even some stills that will show some people tonight where you'll see the exact same moment in time, because you supposedly have a 500 mile an hour aircraft coming in at the building. It's in about the exact spot on both pitches. And in one picture, both towers will be in sunlight, and in the other one, they'll both be in shade. Well, the sun doesn't lie, so what's going on? You know what I mean? What's going on here? And then, I still listen to Alex Jones and these guys for about a year or so. And I started to realize a few things. One of them is they never talked about, and I'm not an expert on these fields, but I am going to mention them because I do believe they do pull a lot of the strings, like the Jesuits, the Knights of Malta, and people like that, the Vatican. You know, Alex Jones never, never, ever, ever, ever will talk about that. Always try and sugarcoat it. And then I had, one day he was talking, and he said anybody that believes that no planes hit the towers has a mental illness. I don't think so, buddy. I think if you have an open enough mind and you look into it, it's quite obvious that no planes hit the towers. I really, honestly, at this point, think anybody worth their grain of salt, as far as a researcher, and if you haven't looked into it enough yet, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm saying people that claim that they're these 9/11 researchers, or they're in these 9/11 movement for so long, blah blah blah. But the no-planers are there to discredit the movement and all this crap. That's a bunch of bull to get you to not look at it. I mean, when you start looking at it, it's so obvious. I mean, it's almost like a bad Hollywood movie. I mean, it really is. It really, really is. And so the planes is one of the first things I noticed. Obviously, I wasn't the first to notice it. Other people put it out there, but that was one of the first things I noticed. So I always knew there was something fishy going on with Jones. And then I started to look into him a little bit, and the whole incident with him and that family in Texas, and he sold their tape to ABC. And I've seen him co-op different, like speaking events in Texas, and just a whole bunch of different stuff. You start see at first when you get into this business, you think, okay, there's the government. They're lying to us about everything. And you start to kind of realize maybe you've been lied to in life about everything, like as far as school, medical things, which is for the most part true. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, that less so, but I'm of the opinion now that once you realize you're being lied to on one thing, then you have to just look at everything. So,
Yeah, and if you
yeah,
realize you're being lied to about 9/11, I mean, what
yeah.
else are they lying to you about? You know what I mean? I mean, that's the biggest
Oh, yeah.
event of my lifetime. That's like the JFK of my lifetime. So, if they're gonna lie to us about that and go to war and kill people over it and stuff, I mean, what else are they lying about? So I just, it pretty much made me doubt everything. But I still felt bad for the victims. I wanted to go down to 9/11 and talk to the families and stuff. And then you start investigating the victims, and there's just so many things that don't add up. I mean, we could spend all night just on the victims. I mean, if you took, let's just say you took 10 of your dead relatives, okay? And, let's say you put their names into the Social Security Death Index, which is what keeps track of everybody when they died, what state they died in, how old they were, and the accuracy rate is over 90%, okay? You're gonna find 9 out of 10 of them in there, maybe even 10 out of 10, at the least 8 out of 10, okay? Do you know how many you'll find out of 9/11, out of the 2,900 and something people?
I think about 20 or 30.
No, there's a little more. There's about 200 of them or so. But I mean,
Okay.
there's like 2,700 missing names.
Right.
And I mean, they've had 11 years to straighten it out, okay? So that right there makes you start to wonder. Then you start to look at things like, See, and a lot of people will just brush these theories off and they won't even look at them, but if they just looked at them for just a little bit, they would know. You start to study different things that you weren't looking at before, like you start to look at different things like let's say pictures of Ground Zero, and the only light is the sun, and you have light shooting from buildings going north, then other buildings will be shooting to the west. All different problems with a lot of the, the official NIST photographs or whatever. There's some blatant photoshopping of firefighters onto the debris. And then when you get into the victims, that's the big one. I mean, we've got many examples where they've actually taken victims and simply photoshopped them to show them at a different point in time of their life. Now, what family on earth is gonna let them Photoshop their kid that died in the towers just to depict them at a different time in their life and like literally add change the background or add a person's arm around them but use the exact same picture of the person? No family's gonna stand for that shit. None of them. They would gladly send in a second photograph. And these aren't on some truth or websites that people want to shoot down. This is on the CNN Memorial. This is on the Voices of September Memorial, the two most recognized one. And you guys can go through and look through them and just look at some of the blatant photoshops. And I mean, I brought some of them out tonight if you want to have some people look at them or whatever.
For
I mean,
sure.
we can do that, you know. Let me just grab the page right here.
I wanted to ask you,
go ahead.
how long before you started really looking into it? How long did you buy into the official story, and did you do everything the government said you should do, like hate Muslims? And how long were you just in that area where you didn't even think twice about the whole thing?
From the day it happened until the day I saw loose change in about 2009. Or 2010, whatever the hell. Must have been 2010. I
Right.
bought the whole story. I Jesus. I mean, Jesus. I was in my early 20s at the time. I think I might have been like. I'm 35 now. How long's it been now? 13 years.
Yeah, it's been
Yeah, almost
eleven
13
years
years.
anyway.
Yeah. So
11
I mean,
years,
all right. So I was in
by
my
my math.
early to mid 20s at the time. And
Yeah.
I was so skitzed out and paranoid by it. We used to have this Arab guy across the street from where we lived. He had a little shop. Didn't have much going on in the shop, and we used to sit there with binoculars and spy on this guy because we thought he was up to something.
Really, they had you that convinced, right?
That convinced, buddy. That convinced. Now, I didn't walk around thinking every Muslim person was a terrorist, but I definitely thought they were amongst us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, isn't that terrible? That's a
It's
terrible way to meet them.
total racism, and I honestly believe, and I don't know to what extent, but like I told you, I think there's certain groups that pull the strings way above our government, like the Knights of Malta
Yeah.
and all these people like tied into the Vatican and stuff, and I really think it's partly religious. They want to wipe Muslims off the planet. You ever notice we don't invade any Christian countries?
Yeah, I'm confused about that because I was talking to one of my listeners named Robin, who's pretty up to date on all this stuff. He's really into it. And I really didn't even hear the word Jesuit before this last month, to be honest with you. Never came up, never really knew what it meant. And I asked him about the Muslims in particular, because they're the fastest growing religion in the world, in all first world countries. Did you know what the number one baby name is in England in the last few years?
Don't even tell me it's Muhammad.
You're right, exactly right. Exactly. So that's a religion on the rise, where I would say a lot of the other religions are on the decline. So I asked him, what do the Jesuits, for instance, think about the Muslims? And apparently, I can't remember the exact reason why, because it's confusing to me, but he said the Jesuits are fairly accepting of the Muslims because apparently they're under their control, or they're going along
I don't
the
think the
program.
Jesuits really represent like Catholics like people think they do. I think they're their own little thing that
No,
try
I
to
agree with you.
manipulate every
I
religion.
agree. They're kind of against the whole It's very confusing for me. I'd have to ask him again. I almost have to write it down because it's so hard to keep track. There's sort of the, it seems like they worship Lucifer. That's the message I keep getting. So they're sort of against the regular Pope in a sense.
Yeah.
Is that what you've heard?
Yeah, yeah. If the regular Pope is what he's supposed to be, absolutely. I mean, that's what I've heard. But like I said, I haven't got too much deep into the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta and all that, but that's next. It's coming. You know what I mean? It's just I've been so busy with the 9/11 and, you know, some of the health issues that I never knew about and, you know, and everything else. Just I haven't got that deep into that. But maybe one night we'll get my partner Justin on. He knows quite a bit more about that than I do in the occult and the Kabbalah and all that type of stuff. But I usually just try and keep it to the 9/11 stuff. But I'd like
so
to
is there
show
anything,
people.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to show people a couple images. Where would you like me to drop the link so we can kind of talk them
Let's
through?
Let's drop them into radio.aberrado.info/upcoming-brian-stavely. That link I sent you on Skype, which is for anyone listening, just go to radio.aberrado.info. And at the very top, it's the top entry. Click on that entry, the word Brian Stavely. Click on that. And that'll bring you to your Brian Stavely page where you could drop the links. You've already dropped a few links in there. You already dropped 3 links in there. I'm going to delete your test comment if you don't mind.
Yeah,
because
no,
that
no
went
problem.
Through. And the star 9/11. But the other one I'll leave on. That's fine.
It won't let me copy and paste the link into here. What's up with that?
Yeah. What link are you going to be showing?
A link to a page I have set up that is pretty much walking everybody through all this evidence.
Good.
I guess I'll just type it.
So when you what happened to you in 2010 that actually got you going on this? Is there something in particular that got you going to look into it?
Like I said, seeing those documentaries and stuff got me to look into it. And then there's this whole other thing that, you know, a lot of people still don't know about. And that's the, you know, that a lot of the people that you think are out there telling you the truth and the truth movement and all that, that's all set up too. Now, you can't say that about everybody and be that pessimistic that, you know, every single person in the truth movement is a fraud. And I'm not going to say that, but a lot of the notable people that everybody seems to follow are, and they don't understand how these people can tell them truth but still be gatekeepers. And the way it works, like, let's say a person like Alex Jones, for instance, you know, sure, he tells you truth about some things, like maybe 50% of things or whatever it is, whatever the percentage is. But he tells you about things that if you're a little bit awake, you're going to find out on your own by Google. And you're going to find out about GMO foods. You're going to find out about FEMA. You're going to find out about, you know, a lot of these other things. But when it comes to the big, huge issues like 9/11, they're all gatekeepers. And the one thing that you'll notice, and they all have it in common, is they all are against media fakery. Nobody wants to talk about this. And it's so goddamn obvious. They've been doing it since they've been doing it since the 60s at least, okay? It's
yep.
just much
maybe
more
longer.
Advanced.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, maybe even longer as far as photo manipulation and everything, but definitely manipulating videos at least since the 60s for all types of big events. I'm not going to throw them all out there now and make people skeptical of my 9/11 stuff, but I think some of you guys know what I'm talking about. And
I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just everywhere. It's everywhere. And that's the ultimate secret. They don't care what theory you believe, as long as you believe the videos that you're seeing are real. The towers, the way they looked in New York that day, they don't even look like that. They don't look gray, washed out, and windowless. They were like black and glassy. Look at every 9/11 video. They all look like there's not even any goddamn windows on it. These are glass buildings. Like, you know what I mean?
They're fuzzy too.
Oh, it's fuzzy. You can actually look at smoke in different images, which we'll show you. That is totally pixelated, like grainy, sharp edges on the smoke. And then there's just so many shots of the airplanes that don't make sense. And then also, there's just some things that can't be explained. Like, a few weeks ago, I had Fetzer on the show, Jim Fetzer, okay? And he tried to come with the
You heard him.
hologram theory. He tried to come on and say that it was a hologram, blah, 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 projected from another plane. Okay, well, first of all, if it was a hologram projected from another plane on a flyby, where's the witnesses to this other plane? I haven't heard one of them. Okay, not that I would believe too many of the witnesses anyways, but still, there's no story of a fucking of a flyby plane. 175, flight 11 was a little higher, but 175 didn't hit that high up on the building. So this flyby plane flew like among the New York skyline, didn't get interrupted by anything, and then he actually said that the plane was cloaked, like Star Trek, cloaked, a cloaked
Yeah, he's
plane
getting
shooting
crazy.
a hologram. And rather than just admit that it was fake video, you know what I mean? And I put him right on the spot. I you know, I tried not to get him to hang up the phone, but I said to him, I said, Jim, let's just say you're right, and it was a hologram. Well, then all these 47 videos of Flight 175 would show the same event. It'd all be one real event, one hologram with one trajectory. And then he tried saying, oh, they tried muddying the pool after and throwing other videos out there. These are the videos that were broadcast on the news. These aren't some YouTube people making videos and throwing them in the pool to confuse everybody. He's the one trying to confuse everybody. And that's what he does. He jumps aboard every theory. Every theory, you know? I just posted
a
link in that
chat. Yeah, it's a
double-edged
sword, yeah.
Go ahead.
Out of all the radio guys, I've listened to him the most, mainly because he's the only radio guy that tries to focus on 9/11. So I really, once I started looking into it, because I'm on the road a lot, I really wanted to find someone who's just talking about it all the time. So I found him, and about half the time he's on the 9/11. And then, of course, I found your show. And download all your stuff because you talk a lot about 9/11. But if you think about it, there aren't too many people just talking about it, are there?
No, there's really just a handful of us. I mean, especially the people talking about the media fakery. I mean, I'm not going to throw people's names out there, but I could probably name, I mean, there's probably less than 10 of us. I mean, and we're spread out all over the world. It's like, where's all the American people standing up, you know? Like, seriously. If you could get people to click that link, do you see the link I just put in the comment box under the Brian Stavely Show?
Yeah, it's therealnewsonline.com/911-the-hoax- 911-the-hoax-uncovered HTML. I'll click that now.
Yeah, and I'll throw it in the chat box for the other people in case they're still over there. And we'll give everybody a chance to get there. And I just want to walk you guys through a few things. We won't go through the whole page. Later on, if you guys want to hear another 9/11 show, you can come to this page. There's two audio files at the top. Just start with the first one, and we walk you through all the evidence. But just look, guys, at the first two pictures at the very top of the page of Flight 175. Look at the plane embedded in the building, and look at the building not even broken. Do you see it, Ab?
Okay.
Tell me when you're
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's under part two. No damage to the plane or the building. Well, that is odd, right?
Exactly. And I do have the original image. I did draw that red circle for emphasis, but I can show you the original image. I even have it on the bottom of the page. I didn't alter anything. Look at the smoke on the left. I mean, how pixelated it is in both pictures. Look at the picture on the right. The smoke has sharp edges to it. And the whole left wing and nose of the airplane is missing on the right picture. Again, it's in the building. The building's not broken. And where the hell are all the windows on the World Trade Center? Like, 2001, guys? I'm sorry. Yeah, it was 2001, but you know what? I was playing, like, Xbox Live in 2001. Like, this isn't the dark ages of technology, okay? Cameras and video cameras worked fine. And it seems like every one of these big events, whether it's the moon or 9/11 or whatever they want to, you know, do some trickery on, the photography takes a step back about 20 to 30 years on that day for some reason. You know what I mean?
Everything is fuzzy. That's the number one clue. Everything goes fuzzy. It looks like you're shooting through a camera with a plastic lens.
Yep. And let's just scroll down a little bit. I want your listeners to play this one video. It's a short video. It's right
Where's
underneath
that?
The picture. Right underneath the picture on the right. Do you see it? It says live on the left and evening news on the right.
I'll start playing it. Let's listen. Let's listen. That's a September Clues video.
Yeah, let's give everybody the link though too so they can see, because the whole background of the Hudson River is missing in the shot that has the plane. That's the big deal about it. So yeah, go ahead and play it, but the audio won't do it as much justice as the video. Try and get people
I
to
don't even
click on
hear.
it.
I don't even hear any audio, but I'll click the I'll post the link in the chat in Live Fire there. That should do it. I don't even hear any audio on that one. I don't think there is any audio, is there?
They might
I
not
didn't
be.
hear it. Yeah. Okay, I put that in there. So you're saying that the images, the background is washed out. They washed it out of New Jersey there. I think that's New Jersey in the back, isn't it?
Yeah, the background is completely missing, and that's supposed to be the Hudson River. If you look on the left, you can see the same. It takes a little bit of an eye, but if you watch the video, you will see that you are looking at the exact same second in time, so nobody can argue that, because you can match the smoke patterns as the smoke's coming out of the building. And the
Yeah,
video on the
perfectly. Yeah.
left, is the live shot supposedly. You don't see any plane. You see the Hudson River in the back, you see boats, and then in the second shot, mysteriously, now there's a plane, and the whole Hudson River, all the boats, everything is missing out of the background. I'm still waiting for
Yeah, you're
somebody
right.
to explain to me what type of video camera would make that happen. I mean, if the camera's broken, it's either going to black out the whole damn thing, right? Or
Yeah, yeah.
it's going to it's going to white out the whole thing. It's not just going to take the background and make it disappear. It shows you that something definitely artificial is going on. And some people will
No
just brush
doubt.
that off.
Yeah, that's unbrushable.
It's unbrushable.
But I don't. I never was. I wasn't at home when it was all on TV. It was at work, and all the computers crashed. We couldn't get on the internet because everyone was on the internet, and that's back in the day when I don't think the internet was was big enough to handle a crowd like it is now. So. Yeah, I didn't get to see most of the video, so that people were seeing, but I don't know if I was watching it live. Were you watching it live?
I was about probably a half an hour from seeing the start of it. I was on the road. My mother called me, told me what was going
Yeah.
on. I stopped at the grocery store, grabbed a few things, and then I went to the house and watched. I might have even seen the second plane hit, TV wise or whatever, whatever they showed, I might have been
Yeah.
there for that, but we're not gonna sit here and just play videos all night because that'll be kind of boring for the radio listeners, but. Just to
That's
explain a couple other things we have that if you scroll the video right below that one, that's called the dive bomber shot, and you can see Flight
yeah.
175 come in from way above the smoke line on a huge descent and hit the towers. Now, if you watch other videos
I
of Flight
think we have a tender
175,
of proportions that we cannot be. Is that the video there?
it might have been. Hold on, let me see
I'll
what
turn
mine
it
is.
down a bit.
At approximately 8:45,
no, that's not the one.
Oh, that's the nose in one. What's the
Yeah,
one you
yeah.
want? What?
The one on the right column, underneath the one that says live and evening news.
This starts off New York City.
No, it says 9/11 CBS 175 dive bomber.
Okay, let me see here. They don't all have titles here, that's the problem. I see 9/11 evening news. Is it underneath that one?
Right underneath that one. Right underneath that one.
At
Oh, I
approximately
see now.
8:45 Eastern Standard Time, a plane crashes into one of the towers at the World Trade Center in New York. Some 18 minutes later, television viewers across the country watch in astonishment as a jetliner flies right into the second Trade Center tower. In Sarasota, Florida, President Bush calls the crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. And when you watch, you got to really pay attention because it's in the first few seconds. But in like the first 5 seconds of the video, you'll see the plane come in from above the smoke line. I just posted it in the chat for people too. You'll see the plane come in from
Okay.
all the way above that smoke line. Now, the reason that's significant is if you take the time and you study all the videos to the trajectory of the second plane, And we're not talking just minute things or the perspective issues. I mean, we're talking about there's shots where the plane comes straight in. There's shots where the plane comes in like the dive bomber. There's shots where the plane actually comes in low and goes on an ascent and goes up into the towers. Totally opposite of what you're seeing in other videos. And the videos just contradict each other. In some videos, the smoke's white, and others it's black, which, you know, I won't hop on that too much because who knows, maybe there's some sort of camera contrast type thing I don't know about that could cause that. So, I mean, I don't know. I doubt it, but I don't know. But as far as the plane coming in at different trajectories, I mean, that's just impossible. It's just totally impossible. And then when it finally does come in, like we said, when it smashes into the building, it's stuck halfway in the building and nothing on the building is broken.
Yeah. Let me just let me take a little bumper break here, Brian, identify what we're listening to, and then Joey has a question for you.
Sure.
You're listening to Wake Up with Ab. On this show, we talk about the biggest media hoax of our time, 9/11, and all the children media hoaxes she's spawned since then. You can call us at 518-907-4904 or at Skype contact ab.arado99. We're streaming 24 hours a day from radio.abarado.info, the same place you can find all of our archives. The show is usually live Saturdays at 8 p.m., but we may live broadcast any evening time as guests become available. Don't miss these shows by signing up at radio.abarado.info to be notified by email. Now, on with the show.
All right, just a little station ID there. Joey in the chat is asking about the kite plane. I believe that's that kite video. And I was going to ask you about that because I was kind of suspicious about that video, actually. Do you have it queued up, Ryan?
Yeah, I can grab it. It's right at the top of my YouTube thing. Right before I grab that, I just wanted to address one other thing that Joey said before that. He said he went to school in Lower Manhattan. And the buildings didn't look like what they showed on TV that day. More like an old King Kong movie. Just like I said, the buildings don't even look like that. That's not what they look like. And he's from Lower Manhattan, you know? And the other day, I was, you know, and it's just regular people. You know, nobody famous or anything. But I'm down at my friend's cab company that he works at down in the city here. And one of his cab drivers comes in. He used to drive cabs in New York. And I'm showing my friend some 9/11 videos, and he's kind of into it, kind of not, but I know he knows something fishy's going on. So I'm showing him some videos, and his buddy walks in. Haven't even talked to his buddy, haven't even introduced myself yet, really. He looks at the screen, and he's like, "That's not what the Twin Towers looks like." And I was like, "Oh, yeah?" He's like, "Yeah, I used to drive cabs in New York every day. They don't look anything like that. They look all, like, black and glassy." I'm like, "Dude, you just made my point more than you even know, buddy." I didn't even have to ask him about it, and he said it to me. You know what I mean? He seen it on the screen and was like, that's just total nonsense." It is total nonsense. Now, was it, you said there was something else Joey wanted to – oh, the kite plane steal. Now, what do you mean you're skeptical – in what way are you skeptical? Are you skeptical that the video exists? Are you skeptical that the video is real? Are you skeptical that it means anything? What do you mean?
Oh, he's not live. Oh, you're going to ask him on
the
chat?
I was asking you, Ab. I wanted your opinion on the video.
Oh, yeah, that video. I don't know when that came out, but I didn't see the teacher and the kid. They didn't seem like the video was synced to the audio, so I was kind of worried that someone that was just a fake video itself. Because when you played it, I think was the first time I heard it. So just watching it, it didn't look like the audio was syncing with the video, which led me to believe: is that even real or is that fake?
Well.
Because now, of course, everything's got to be fake, it seems.
It does seem. Now, would this video be fake, or is this some sort of, you know, crazy ritual type thing they're doing with the kids? I don't know. You know, I haven't studied the video that much. It did seem real to me, but now if you're telling me that the audio doesn't seem synced up, I for sure am going to take a closer look at it. It's not one of the things I've studied a lot. Justin actually just showed me this probably a couple months ago. It doesn't do much to change the effects, you know, the facts of what happened on the day, but it certainly shows foreknowledge and pre-programming. And I've got some great pre-programming stuff I want to show after. The plane kite steal video is 2 minutes. Do you want to play it or?
Yeah, let's play it. You want to play it or you want me to play it? You can toss me the link. It'll be easier because I know you're still fidgeting with your stuff there.
Yeah, here you go. The link's in the Skype right there. There's the video.
Okay, you got it.
Tell everybody what this is. This is George Bush in the classroom on 9/11, just minutes before the Secret Service or whoever the guy was that came over and told them that one of the towers was hit. This is what him in the classroom were allegedly reciting.
Okay.
If it is true. It's pretty spooky stuff.
Yeah, it's got me worried. Here we go.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Get ready to read all these words on this page without making a mistake. Look at the letter at the end and remember the sound it makes. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Get ready to read this word the fast way. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Sound it out. Get ready.
Kite.
Sound it out. Get ready.
Kite.
What word?
Kite.
Yes, kite. Boys and girls, sound this word out. Get ready.
Steel.
What word?
Steel.
Yes, steel. Read these words the fast way. Get ready.
Play.
Yes, play. Get ready.
Must.
Yes, must. Let's read these words the fast way without making a mistake. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Get ready.
Kit.
Yes, kit. Get ready.
Steel.
Yes, steel. Get ready.
Play.
Yes, playing. Get ready.
Must.
Yes, must. Go to your speaker reader up from under your seat. Open your book up to lesson 60 on page 153. Count of three, everyone on page 153. If the yellow paper is going to bother you, drop it. Thank you. Everybody touch the title of your story. Fingers under the title. Get ready to read the title, The Fast Way. We're waiting for one number. Thank you. Fingers under the title of the story. Get ready.
The
Fat
Goat.
Yes, the Fat Goat.
Now it says kite, it's steel.
Yeah, pretty
plane
pretty
must.
If it's a real video, it's pretty spooky, that's for sure. I mean, what's the chance of that being a coincidence? Those words right before the official story is the plane, you know, the plane hit the steel and melted the buildings and all this crazy, crazy
Josh,
nonsense.
California, Josh, you're on the air.
Well, we don't want this guy.
No, we definitely don't want that prick.
Well, actually, that's interesting. Let me just listen to this because I've never seen this. This is actually sometimes when you start Skype, I guess I rolled into a playlist. But this is interesting. This is what you were speaking to earlier, Alex Jones, 9/11, no planes, mental illness. I've never heard this. So.
Oh, that's a good one. Play it and just remember what we all went over about the planes. And once you keep looking, I mean, I don't know where you totally stand on it, but I mean, I know that there were no planes that hit those buildings.
Oh, I'll tell you where I stand on it. I think we stand on the same page. I'm pretty sure at 8:46. When this whole thing started, they simply rolled a movie on television called the 9/11 movie. It was simply a movie. Most likely all of
cut
it
up
was,
like a newscast.
Yeah, it was done weeks, months, a year in advance. And my other guess is, and I don't know, I wasn't there, as other guys we like to listen to say, I believe that the whole lower Manhattan was blocked off. All the streets were blocked off. Almost every building was evacuated for any excuse possible. Fire drill, terror drill, FEMA drill.
Gas leak.
Whatever it took. Yeah. So anyone coming to work would have been blocked off. They probably blocked the streets off at midnight just to catch all the late overnight shift people and just said you can't go in and whatnot. So the whole area, they made sure. They had 8 hours to clear it out, I'm just guessing. And sometime during the 9/11 movie, the towers came down, whether they did anything out of the ordinary, like create some kind of smoke screen, whether they put some kind of jamming device for electronic equipment, I don't know. But the buildings, all of them probably were blown up, all nine of them within the hour. Lots of confusion, lots of noise. And doesn't matter if there were any witnesses because they have the official, they have the media tied up. It's the military media. They have it tied up. So it doesn't matter if 10 people came forward. Well, who are you going to believe? The media?
Who are they going to talk to, you know?
Yeah, and who are they going to talk to? It would be like you and I saying, well, we could say anything. We saw planes, we saw a spaceship from outer space. Doesn't matter what we say. And even if we said, I got it on video. No, you don't. You faked it.
Yeah, so, and so for them to say that mental illness, if you believe that there were no planes, it's rather insulting. And before you play that interview from Alex Jones, I just want to say one thing. If sure. Alex Jones was legit and he's the so-called leader of the truth movement, or at least one of them, right, and we're talking about the 9/11 truth movement specifically, how is it that I, after 2 years, you after however many years, and it didn't even take 2 years, how do we know that there were no planes, but this guy doesn't? He hasn't seen the same videos we've seen? Give me a break.
You know? Well, I don't know, but it's just logical. This is just a logical way of looking at it. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that you got to go with the simplest method possible because all the other methods are just too complicated. Like, I even think my original thought on 9/11 was the government really couldn't have done it because it's just too complicated. But on the other hand, now that I've been looking into it, it seems to me if the military runs the government and it also runs the media, it's not that difficult. Because the military,
it's not that difficult at all, no.
Because they run with precision. That's how militaries work. They're not corporations. They're not government. It's the military. You take orders. If you don't do what you're told, you're out. So if you think of it that way, it's not difficult to understand at all. Now, if it's just some bureaucrat talking to a bureaucrat, but this is the military.
Yeah.
And we all know how they run. If you don't do as you're told, you're court-martialed. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, and I just want to invite anybody, because we're not going to do it now because it's going to be 10 minutes worth of video and we're trying to talk here. But later on when we get off, I'll give you the link, or you can even just YouTube it yourself. You'll find it. Just like type in all 47 angles of 175. And just watch the different trajectories of the plane. Watch the different colors of the plane from the same side. They'll be black in one video, white in another. It's just like they really didn't get their act together too much as far as editing goes. And I got a couple great witnesses keyed up that I'd like to play. But if you want to play that Alex Jones clip a little, just to give people an idea of what I'm talking about. But and it's not just Alex Jones. There's a whole no plane discredit movement out there where they put people out like Ace Baker, Nico Haupt, the Web Fairy. They put these people out to talk about no planes, but to act so totally crazy that you wouldn't even look into it. And it worked for many years on people. Many, many years. Mm-hmm. They did crazy things like Nico Haupt was laying in the road at Ground Zero screaming. He had his friend yelling at him, planer or no planer, and he would scream, I'm a no planer, and his friend would dump water all over his face. I'm a no planer. He dumped more water on his face. Ace Baker went on the Jim Fetter show and committed suicide. He faked that he committed suicide with a gun. Yeah, I asked Fetzer about that, and he said he thought that was bona fide, and he called the California Highway Patrol and all this. I'm like, Jim, you had no idea he was going to do that on your show? No. And anytime I tried to bring up any of the Photoshops or any of the victims in the towers, well, I'm not an expert in the victims in the towers. Oh, I don't know about the Photoshop. I mean, you guys are doing a great job. I'm busy looking at World War III and Iran. Dude, you're the founder of 9/11 Scholars for Truth. You should be busy looking into 9/11. I mean, like, what do you mean you're not an expert on the victim? He said it in a sarcastic voice, too. Well, I'm not an expert on the victims in the towers. Like, that's something unreasonable to expect of him. You know what I mean? To know a little bit bit about what went on in the towers, you know what I mean? And he talked about Scott Forbes being a bona fide witness, and he's been proven a liar with his whole power down theory.
Oh, my God. That was the worst show I ever heard on Fetzer with Scott Forbes. That was just – did you listen to that?
I've listened to some of it. I didn't listen to all of it, and then I listened to some other Scott Forbes interview. There was a few things that totally debunked that story. There was no power down the night before. There was actually a music video, I guess, being shot at the World Trade Center.
Well, I don't know what was going on, but the funniest thing about that video, and I'm pretty sure this is what happened, he starts off with a really strong British accent, and I think most Americans and people think if it's a British accent that they just give them more credence. For some reasons, Americans, North Americans, I'll just say, think that British people are smarter because of that accent. And as the show went on, his accent slowly disappeared.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten a lot of that.
Yeah,
these people with their accents. That one person will say they're from Norway, they sound English. Another person will say they're from England, they sound like they're from Scotland. It's like... I'm telling you, we've been having that a lot on my show. So I know what you're talking about. It's just...
Yeah, so all of a sudden he lost his accent. And I know you lose your accent when you sing. Most British singers in Australia don't hear the accent as much, if at all. But I know when you're talking, you don't lose your accent unless maybe you're not British. So
maybe
you're an actor.
Could I I comment on one more thing before we play the Alex Jones video, which I really want to hear?
You're the guest. Go ahead.
And we'll show people after, but just so they know how crazy it is, or we can show them before, whatever you want to do. It's only a minute clip, but if you look at the, you know, there's really only one predominant video. There might be one more video out there, but as far as I know, there's one main video of Flight 11 allegedly hitting the first tower, and that's from the Nardé Brothers film.
Okay.
Now, if you slow that down, okay, and that's all you got to do is slow it down, you can see the plane enter the tower. Not only does the tower not break, there's an explosion, there's no plane, the tower's still not broken, okay? And it takes about 18 seconds before anything else happens. And then you see a black line being drawn from the middle of the tower to the edge that represents that wingtip shape that's supposedly extended to the end of the tower. It's not even there when the plane hits the tower or explodes. It's there almost 20 seconds later. That's unbelievable. And how you can go from looking at things like that and things of the plane halfway in the building and the building not broken, or you know the Evan Fairbanks shot where the plane's halfway in the building and then he just starts looking up? Like, you're not going to look up when you hear the jet roaring over your head a few hundred feet. You know what I mean? Like, you're really not going to look up until the plane's halfway in the building? I mean, it's just it's absolutely ridiculous. Why don't you play that Alex Jones clip, though, for people out there that are kind of following us and kind of know that, you know, maybe this whole plane thing was a hoax. And just listen to the way he talks about people that talk about no planes. It's pretty
exalted. You listened to this clip yet?
Oh, yeah. I've got a playlist of about 60-something videos exposing him, and I've got them in order, and that's pretty close to the top of my list.
Oh, really? Yeah. You should actually post that playlist, because there's so many videos on YouTube. Sometimes if you have a nice playlist, that's...
Oh, yeah, I do. It's a good one. You don't have to fish around and wonder which one's a bull, which ones aren't. I've got him on some good stuff. I've got a good playlist set up for him. So why don't you play it for everybody, and I'll go dig it up while it's playing.
Yeah, I'll play it, and we got 10 minutes, so anyone who wants to potty break or whatever can do that. So here we go, Alex Jones YouTube video. It's on – I posted the link in the live fire chat. Here we go.
Hello?
Yes, Josh. Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Pleasure to be on the program. I'm a big fan of yours. I've been a listener for a long time.
Ab, I lost audio. You still there?
I'm here. Sorry.
People that have issues with some of the things that you discuss on the air.
Sorry about that.
And, you used to have, what happened, you used to have Warren Cucurullo on the program, and he became a no-pointer, so I haven't heard him on the program for a while. But I was wondering, why is it that you don't discuss movies like September Clues, which I think are really important movies about 9/11, and you
okay.
never, ever talk about it?
Because I think it's pure bull. I mean, I'm not here to put out disinfo, but and that doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes, but if I think something's absolute crap, I'm not going to promote it on my show, but I appreciate your call. You want me to say mean things about people? I guess I will. And again, why are people obsessed with personalities in the huge sea of people that disagree with official stories? I mean, I met Warren Cucurillo, who does some great music, at a 9/11 thing 2006. I had him on the show, I think, twice. And people sent me info about Warren, which is a very colorful character, I'll say the least. And I thought, maybe I need to, look at this guy. And then he starts saying there's no planes hitting and getting all these phone calls from him and stuff. And, I mean, that's not what I'm into. So I'm busy. But just because you don't hear somebody back on the show doesn't necessarily mean I don't like them in all cases. I mean, I bet I could get Willie Nelson back on the show. I haven't called him about 4 or 5 months because he's busy. I'm busy. I'm not just chasing stars around. If something comes up to have Willie Nelson on the show, I'll probably try to call him and get him on the show. Jesse Ventura said he'd come on the show anytime. Haven't had him on in about 6 months or 5 months. Got his number, got his email, got his wife's number. I mean, it doesn't mean because you haven't heard Jesse on here that I don't dislike Jesse. I know I can get KRS-One back on. Haven't done that. We want Professor Griff. Haven't gotten him yet because they actually contacted us first. And they're out plugging the movie places. But, I mean, see how I got all this news, all this info, all these callers. And it's, I mean, my experience with No Planers was like people that looked like they were drunk, screaming and yelling, dancing around half naked, vomiting on street corners in front of news cameras. Of what looked like a setup to make 9/11 truth look bad. So I was like, whoa, these are some serious people. And then they would attack me, and I went, whoa, they're really serious. And then I would see ridiculous CGs, like as jokes of video game planes hitting buildings and saying, look, it's fake. And I mean, and then I know people I've known for decades who were working in New York that, saw at least one of the planes, and they go, no, you didn't see those. You're a liar. You're a government agent. And then you call him real friendly. Oh, why don't you believe No Planes Hit, Alex? I don't understand why you're doing this, Alex. Hey, it's a free world. Go talk about it everywhere else. You got to call in. You got to talk about it. Again, this is the mental illness, though. Because this is what we're going to lose, folks.
Mental illness.
It's because it's all about unbelievable. Alex, and it's all about the peanut gallery.
It's called like common sense.
This is junior high, folks. I got Jackson News in front
he's
of me.
He's something else, eh?
It's the law. They've got to take vaccines nationwide. And they're herding the kids in and shooting them up with vaccines that we know are deadly and we know are soft kill weapons. There is no law you got to take those vaccines. They have a regulation that state health departments recommend.
Does he talk much more about 9/11 or is he on the vaccines now, Brian?
Give him another minute, and if he doesn't get back into 9/11, just cut it off.
That to be in school, you take these vaccines. And the school says it's the law and never even tells you there's a waiver to the non-law that they have to give you by law to let you in the school. But we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to go out and warn people about what we know is going on. God forbid. I mean, I feel like I have a responsibility to warn people. I feel like I have a responsibility to reach out to people and tell them. In fact, I'm going to do that. We're going to take a few more calls. I'm going to do a big news blitz, and boy, is it huge coming up. And then we'll continue with calls throughout the show. But this is what it's like when we take calls. Some great calls, really informative calls, a lot of hot tips, but also all about Alex Jones, all about Alex Jones, all about Alex Jones. It's a psychological excuse not to take action on other issues, okay, and to not face the facts. The good old folks...
Well, it looks like we got commercials there now.
Yeah, that's...
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute for a second. Yeah, that's probably enough of that.
Yeah, let me just play my inside bumper, and then we got a call. Hold on a sec.
You're listening to Wake Up with Ab. On this show, we talk about the biggest media hoax of our time, 9/11. And all the children media hoaxes she's spawned since then. You can call us at 518-907-4904 or at Skype contact ab.arado99. We're streaming 24 hours a day from radio.abarado.info, the same place you can find all of our archives. The show is usually live Saturdays at 8 p.m., but we may live broadcast any evening time as guests become available. Don't miss these shows by signing up at radio.abarado.info to be notified by email. Now, on with the show.
All right, we're back. It's Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for our international listeners. And you're listening to Wake Up With Ab. I'm your host, Ab. You can call me Tim if you'd like, though. Some do, some don't. We're talking with Brian Stavely tonight. And Brian's website is Dose of Reality. Sorry, TheRealNewsOnline.com. And he has a really good show called Dose of Reality Show. And actually, Brian inspired me in a number of ways. Number one, I think I saw him on TalkShoe first. And then I noticed he set up his own show. So that got me inspired to do something similar because I noticed his audio quality was very good. So sort of following a bit in Brian's footsteps. And what's wrong with that? You know, when you see a good idea, adopt it. Why reinvent the wheel? And Brian has helped me set things up. He showed me that we've got Chat Tango, which is a pretty good ongoing chat. And that website is radioab.chattango.com. So, yeah, Brian, I liked your show, so I copied it a little bit. Hope you didn't mind.
No, I don't mind. I'm sure a lot of other people have done this before me, I'm assuming, but maybe not on 9/11, but at least on something. So I just had to do it, you know? Like, I can't be sitting on this type of information and not tell people. And I worked with a couple other little radio shows at first. They kind of fell apart, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do my own thing on my own website. My co-host Justin, the radio station we were at, pretty much shut down, so he was more than willing to come over and jump on with me after like the first week or two. So it's our show, pretty much the two of us, and I don't know. I think we complement each other well. I think I'm a little more into the 9/11 stuff, and he's a little more broad knowledge, and he's been doing it for a while. So I think it's a pretty good show. I mean, we don't have, you know, we have glitches here and there, and everybody has their audio problems, but I think we got it pretty well for show that we're not putting tons of money into, because obviously, you know, we're working and we have a budget too, so I try and get everything I can for free, you know.
Oh yeah, Justin is good. I enjoy his commentary. He's got a lot of insight. There's a lot of people like him that look deep into the occult and whatnot. I'm not sure I'm so interested in that, but the guys that do get into it, boy, are they ever deep into it, aren't they? Deep.
Oh yeah, big time, big time, big time. But there's just so much deception.
Yeah, they know a lot about it.
Yeah, there's just so much deception that goes on. I mean, before you get into like looking into the truth or 9/11 or any of this stuff, I mean, I've never even heard of the word Jesuit or Black Pope or any of that stuff. You know?
Me neither. No.
Go ahead.
That might be the key to the whole thing, because you got to think, some group has to have gotten together to do this. These can't be random people that just say, hey, I got an idea, let's do this. So there's such a level of organization that there has to be some group. And we hear the words, the bankers, we hear the Zionists. Those are the main ones that we hear about all the time. But my main concern with those are with the bankers. Well, who are the bankers? Are they the neighborhood bankers? Who are these people?
I
know bankers. Yeah, I know bankers, and I know they're not busy doing this. So what bankers are we talking about? The super high-level bankers? And the other problem I have with the Zionists, okay, yeah, they're an extreme group of a religion, but they're a very pretty small minority in the world. So number one, do they really control all that much with their tiny numbers? And number two is when you're dealing with deception, and this is the biggest deception of all times, I'm wondering, you don't look where the magician tells you to look.
No.
So if everyone seems to be promoting this particular group over the other, you know, obviously at the beginning they said it was the Muslims. Okay, what Muslims? And they gave a list of them, 19 of them. So if they, if it's that obvious, or Osama bin Laden, look at him. Within what, 2 minutes they were talking him up. And I have to tell you, I don't even know if Osama bin Laden is a real person. There's a good reason to believe he may be every guy, because a lot of these so-called Taliban or whatever you want to call them, they all have the same hat. They all have the same bushy beard. If you line 100 of them up at the same time because of the facial hair and whatnot, they all look pretty similar. So it almost seems like they just pick the average guy, the average Joe over in Afghanistan, and then just made him a personality like Big Bird on Sesame Street, you know?
I highly doubt that he's even a real person. He could be a real person and just somebody that's controlled or whatever, but I would tend to think he's just a totally made-up identity, especially where we have, and we know because they've released so many different videos of him, you have like 4 different Osama bin Ladens, and the guy's been killed like 11 times, you know what I mean? It looks like you got a call up.
Yeah, hey, you figured, how did you know? Pretty cool. Yeah, I got Robin on the line. Robin has been on the show in the past. Robin, welcome to the show with Brian Stavely of The Real News Online.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tim.
Oh, hey, Robin. Not at all.
Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Robin knows more about the religious aspect than anyone else I've met so far. He's really deep into this, and he really has a deep understanding, probably deeper than I can even get to. But I think, Robin, you had a question for Brian or for everybody?
Yeah, mostly, I guess, for Brian, if he could answer. Do you think that these psyops that get pulled off, do you think that they're in a way done to keep the deterioration of mental cognition in a way to like just destroy thought pattern altogether, because they work these psyops with right and left within the psyop itself. It's to such a degree that by the time you do get to a certain point, you've had such enough of it. Do you just to keep the people down in general? It's kind of like, okay, people are starting to come together. We need to throw a psyop out there and divide the people against each other, what's happening.
He was really garbled there.
Yeah, you were really chopped up, but I think what you're asking is kind of to the effect of, I think that the psyops, a lot of it, especially when they float so many different theories out there about it, is to keep people divided. Is that kind of what you were asking, to keep people divided? And obviously it's to keep people scared. One way or another, they want you to think 3,000 people died that day, whether it was the U.S. government that did it, Osama bin Laden, a bunch of Israelis, a bunch of Jewish people, a bunch of people from outer space, some crazy weapon we've never heard of, a natural disaster, whatever. Well, not a natural disaster, but they want you to think somebody did it. They want you to think somebody killed it. We need more security. We need more power. The military needs more funding, and they have total control over the media. It's just it's like, you know, like it's just awful. I mean, it's so hard to get the truth out there. The only way really is little programs like this posting stuff on forums and Facebook and stuff like that, and it falls on so many deaf ears. It's just so aggravating. Robin, I know you're pretty into the occult stuff and all that, and I'd like to hear your views on that, but before we do, what's your stance on the actual events that happened on 9/11? Do you believe into the media fakery and all that, or have you not looked that deep into it, or where do you stand?
Oh, I completely agree it's media fakery, and it's not done very well to be added onto that. It's pretty cheeseball the way they pulled it off, but it is pretty convincing because of the medium that they're using, television, and how it can persuade emotions, and it doesn't even need to be saying anything truthful to do that. So the biggest thing they had working for them was the television and the media. But it took me a little while to get to fakery, because I overlooked some of the things that I again, I was moved by the media imagery, so it kept me going for a little while, a few years, been on that. But after looking at it, you keep going into until I think you get as far as media fake. It's happened with me, because you stay on any one subject if you're reasonable thinker about it, because it just didn't add up, and questions still being answered. So I think for most people, media faker would be what they get to, like I got to after a few years. And it's
pretty hard to go back after, isn't it? I mean, once you see that this is fake and this video is fake and that video is fake and these witness lists are fake and you see guys like Mark Humphreys in the street and other witnesses that are obviously fake, I mean, it's pretty hard to go back to thinking that it was a real event. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, exactly. Like one of the biggest videos I saw next to 9/11 was just the fire videos where they had the firefighters come and they were saving people from buildings, and yet their suits were clean as they got them from the fires. And they talked about how they needed to get to helping people, but then they were going to go take a break in their car. And it's just like the emotions, none of it added up in their whole fakery thing. But that was one of the things that really set it off for me, was looking at the extra footage of their actions at the time it was going on, or supposedly the time it was going on. From there, extra little interviews they had with supposed witnesses and people of the crews trying to help big people out. I just thought that was a lot of evidence that was given to account that it was media fakery, because they went as far as staging that stuff too. So yeah, they staged the whole thing from that.
Did you see the one with the black gentleman that was a firefighter and he was supposedly digging in the debris all day? And he's giving an interview. It looked like it was probably, 8, 9 o'clock at night or whatever. He's talking about he's been digging in the debris all day, yada, 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 yada. And his uniform looks like if I went to the Halloween store and picked up a firefighter's uniform and put it on for the first time. Like, it was totally shiny and clean, not a speck of dust on him.
I saw that clip as well. That was, it was pretty funny, to see him
Did you notice the end of it?
He's the whole way through, too.
Oh, yeah, he's horrible acting. And did you notice what they say at the end of it? Oh, it's just like Vietnam. And then he was like, it's almost like the Twin Towers were obliterated, just like you see in a movie. And they use that line in so many of these psyops. You'll notice it. They'll be like, it was just like a movie. It was just like a movie. And not that that's evidence of anything, but it's almost a giveaway with some of these events. Like, I'm not too, I don't want to throw too many events out there and muddy the waters, but like I'd say the Batman shooting, I don't believe that that was real. If you look at some of those witnesses, you get the same type of lingo and the same type of expressionless interviews where people, supposedly just saw all these people gunned down and they just have like, they're talking about how awesome the movie was going to be and they were pumped up to see it and all this crap. It's just like, I think this... That's their big secret, is the media fakery. It goes on all the time. I don't even know what's real about war now. I mean, I know this war's going on. I know we're causing them. But footage that we see, it's so much of it's manipulated. I mean, you don't even know what to believe anymore. You have to prove something to me now for me to believe it before. It used to be the other way around. You see it on TV, it's real. Then if somebody proves it's fake, they prove it's fake. Now it's almost the total 180. Like, if I see something, I doubt it right off the bat. You got to prove it to me, you know?
Yeah. Well,
No doubt.
I heard Chris talk once before that these people love running scams on the public. And that's what it seems like a lot of is that they... You get even more when you go to the fakery. That's why... got into the occult, is because again it goes higher than that, like what Tim was saying. Somebody wanted to get together to try and pull this, and so you keep digging with it, and these people try to like form supernatural powers, but at the same time they at the top they're just scammers. When it comes down to it, they're just lying scammers that they kind of even check not even usual plans, you know what I mean? So it's a really like double standard you're working with here. It can go as far as trying to pull this over on millions and billions of people, but on the other hand, it's all based on just really silly things in context.
It really is, and it's really just the whole agenda out there by all these different groups in the truth movement, which really isn't much of a truth movement at all. It's more of the deception movement, but there's so many different groups out there, and they will do anything to keep you away from thinking it's media fakery. From saying the towers turned into dust, from saying they saw airplanes. There's just not even ask anybody that's ever investigated an airplane crash. I mean, where's the evidence? I mean, there's just everything vaporized. What is this, Star Trek? The freaking biggest buildings in the world at one time, and airplanes inside it, and 3,000 bodies, and just all vaporized. And one more point, I'm sorry, I know you're trying to get in. I just want to make one more point. We got all these videos, right? The most, like, the Pulitzer-winning prize video of the day, the video that would be the most popular video ever, that every reporter in New York would fight to get to, is the video of thousands of people leaving these buildings. I haven't seen one friggin' video of people streaming out of the burning buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing I find, sorry to cut you off, Tim, I just want to put
this in
too, is that going back to how silly these people are and what they're doing, is that you have people like Alex Jones, I think I heard you talk about earlier, Brian. It's just silly how even he hasn't concluded answers off of all the research out there and just kind of stops halfway through it and continues to hold that line. Hope to see the silliness as well. To me, it's just unrealistic that these grown men just want to... Yeah. Play this,
Brian. Sorry to interrupt, Robin. Brian, can you hear Robin well? Because he's every other
not
word
really,
is
no.
cut off for me.
Yeah,
you got a bad bad connection to the internet. Are you?
You got a cell phone? Can you call locally or no?
No, hold on. I think I got uTorrent going. Maybe I'm using up too much bandwidth.
It's hard to answer you properly. It's like I'm only getting like half of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, you sound
a little better.
A little better.
Getting there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask Brian a technical question, if you don't mind. Brian, can you on Skype? Can you mute a particular caller? No, you
can't.
Stupid.
You can hang up on him. That's it. Stupid.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Stupid feature not to have. I mean, really. Because what if somebody's making a lot of background noise or something, then you have a lot of people on the line, you have to hang up on them. I've had to do it a few times.
Oh, okay.
It sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least you can just explain why you hung up on them in the chat, I guess, right? On the Skype chat? You can just say, you can say you're lying.
I've had people call up and I've been like, you've got a lot of background noise, and their answer was, yeah, I know. It's like, well, why don't you shut up the background noise before you call?
Yeah, you got that right. Did you have another comment, Robin?
No. I was just commenting on how silly I thought Alex Jones was and these people who are grown men that just put out lies their whole life. Just thought to keep the whole 9/11 lie going and not conclude on the research to the given extent that other people have concluded on it, like media fakery, is just absurd. Just absurd.
Joey in the chat had mentioned something I'd like to reply to. He wrote,
sure, go
oh
ahead.
My God, a plane just hit the building. I cannot believe it. And if you guys don't know what he's referring to, I've actually got it up on my site on that page. You can look
Let's
at it now.
It.
You can
Let's
look at it after. Okay, go back to that page that I had you on, the 9/11, the hoax uncovered.
Yep,
if you can
I'm
throw
there.
That link back up for people, or just tell them where the link is.
Okay, the link's at just go to radio.aberrato.info, click on the Brian Stavely show page. And Brian has put that down in the chat down, let's see. Yeah, it's the third from the bottom link, therealnewsonline.com/9/11-thehoax-uncovered.html. So, yeah, let's go there. Where do you want?
Give everybody a second to go there and then scroll down about maybe 30%. And you'll see it say... you'll see two videos side by side of the towers, and it says the first video is of the original CNN shot seen 2 days later. This is the famous Herzakhani shot. And they're both about, they're pretty short clips. If you play the Herzakhani shot, which is the original one, you know, you'll hear certain people screaming and everything when 175 hits the building. And then if you play, there's a DVD that they came out with called the America Remembers DVD. And they actually, it's the same exact video from the same angle, but they redubbed the audio for more dramatic effect, and they added a guy's voice in, and the guy says in like a Arabic type voice or whatever, "Oh my God, a plane has just hit the building. I cannot believe it." So they're redoctoring already doctored footage.
We'll play the one on the left first, right? Correct?
Yeah. Let me just see if it's. Yeah, that's good. I got the right version. Yeah, play the one on the left first.
Hijacked airliner slamming into the South Tower Tuesday morning.
That's the first one, so we'll play the second one now to compare it.
Play the second one. It's like an extra 20 seconds because they show something before it, but just play it, and then you'll see the same video pop up, and listen to the audio this time.
Okay.
At first I thought, oh, I'm dreaming, I'm going to wake up. Man, this can't be. This doesn't
That's
happen.
It right there. Hmm. You can stop it. That's it right there.
Okay.
I looked up on the...
You hear the guy the second time say, oh my God,
oh, yeah.
Clean. And it's the same exact video from the same angle. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And if you just scroll down a little more, there's a couple of images I just want you to look at real quick. Pretty simple ones. The one on the left column, you can see the approach of the plane into the tower in all the pictures. The picture on the right, the north face of the tower is completely in the shade. But it's in the sunlight in the other pictures.
Yeah, it's super bright on the left, yeah.
Super bright. Now look on the right, okay? Never mind it being pre-programming, which we're going to get into because there was a lot of 9/11 pre-programming and big motion pictures. You see the picture of Armageddon on the right, the movie Armageddon?
Yeah.
It's got the red border around it, but you see the way the tower is looking and everything? Now, this came out 3 years before 9/11. Pretty eerie that the towers are on fire in the spot that they are, right? But now scroll down and look at the picture below it. Does that look any more realistic than the movie Armageddon? Not at all. So the people that think that they couldn't make a New York scenery and put it on TV and make it believable, you guys are out of your minds. I mean, here's a motion picture that came out 3 years before that looks even more realistic than what they showed us on TV.
I got a question for you, Brian.
Sure.
Since you've brought this out, this is your webpage, right?
Yeah.
Since you brought this out, have you had more people attack you for trying to wake them up?
Oh, of course. Of course. I've actually lost actual people I thought were close friends of mine that we didn't get in an argument. They've just taken me off their Facebook, won't answer my phone calls, won't answer my text messages. I won't keep trying. I'll try once or twice, and then, you know what, screw them. But it's just, and I know what it's for. It's because they can't handle the truth, you know. I've definitely been attacked more than I've been praised, that's for sure. I mean, that's without a doubt. What about you guys? I mean, I don't know how long you guys have been talking about it or who you've run into, but, I mean, I've run into, you know, quite the few gatekeepers and quite the few people that I suspect of being gatekeepers calling the show and attacking me and trying to say ridiculous things on my show.
I haven't convinced one person. Not even one. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I've convinced... I've done better than that, but, I mean... I'll probably convince one out of 10, one out of 20 people at the most.
Did you convince any family members?
I did, absolutely could not convince my father. My mother, I think, is on the fence about it. I've got one cousin that there's no convincing. I've got another that I've definitely convinced. I've got about three close friends that I've definitely convinced. And pretty much all my other friends think I'm crazy. And everybody I went to school with probably thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah, I don't even waste my time talking to most people anymore. But I always test my family. They don't have a choice because they're right there. But no, don't. I don't even bring it up too much anymore. It's just amazing. I also.
Oh, I do. I do. I post stuff on all over Facebook all the time. I don't care what people say to me because the proof's in the pudding, man. I mean, it really is. I don't know if you guys know the Ben Reisman shot. You know what that is?
No.
Okay, if you're still on that 9/11 hoax page, if you scroll down about, say, 75%, you'll see a picture with a red border around it on the right-hand column. Tell me when you see that.
Okay.
Scroll down about 75%. You'll see a picture with a red border.
Oh, way down, yeah. See it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now
that's
the street light.
The walking street light, and look at the tree on the left. Now, this is a video taken on 9/11, allegedly, and it's just a few frames apart, and you can use the buildings on the left, including the lettering on them, the coloring, everything as a reference point. You can see that the guy's only a few steps back in the bottom picture. And where is the tree on the left? Just answer that. Where is it?
It's gone, huh? Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. And not only that, if you look at the street sign, if you hit hold control and hit the plus sign to zoom in on your computer, you'll notice that the sign on the street light at the top is more like a directional sign, like a no U-turn sign. And the sign at the bottom is like a sign with blue text on it.
Not only that, but where's the green, yellow, red signal on the top?
Exactly.
It's not there.
And you just use all the buildings as reference. I mean, it's almost the exact same shot.
Well, the second picture looks like it's moved up a bit, but you can relate the red building on the left.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's closer to the so it would be closer to the pole than in the top one where the pole's further back, but the pole's closer in the bottom picture. But yeah, that relationship of the tree in the left, or I mean the right of the picture, doesn't add up because it's the same as what's on the bottom one, but the left hand of both pictures is different.
Yeah, especially where the bottom picture.
This is in the same video? That's in the same video?
That's in the same video, just in different frames of that video. You can go to that video.
Sorry to jump in. You can kind of technically see the cut-in from the beige building before it hits the white building in the back, and that runs almost straight down the center line of the video. You can see the two different halves of the picture there at that one dividing line.
Yep.
Amazing.
It's unbelievable.
That must have in the video it must have really jumped around if there's so much difference between the frames, right?
Yeah, that video does jump around quite a bit. It does jump around quite a bit. And you do got to give a lot of credit to whoever went through the archives and pulled all this out. But I'm going to tell you right now, no, I haven't gone into 100% of every single video in the archive, but I've checked at least like 70% of the videos that I've posted. And it's not that hard. There's the official archive sites. The videos are still up there from the news, and they're segmented into about 10-minute sections. So you can go and verify any video you want. And I have not gone in there and found a video that I had posted that wasn't really in the archive. I mean, it does take some homework to check it all out, but this is what they put out there. How does a tree get up and move if it's a real video? I mean, it doesn't. There's no logical answer for it.
You should take that image there, Brian, on the bottom and draw, or make another image and draw that line down the beige building to show the two halves of that film that have been put together.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I probably will do that after.
Yeah, because it'll help differentiate for people so they can actually see the pixelation on the one side and then how clear it is on the other. But yet the buildings in the back are supposed to be further back, so that wouldn't make any sense either. Really does draw a good distinction.
It wouldn't make
or
any
put
sense
some arrows
because
on there.
Yeah, if the
put
tree was missing in the front one, maybe it'd make sense because the guy's more forward, but the guy's more back in the bottom one. So if anything, you should still see the tree. It may be just be a few feet farther away or something, you know?
Yeah, they really stuck two halves of film together on that one. That's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, and it is hard to explain this to people. It really is, and I've been trying like hell, you know. I don't know how many of my shows you've heard of, but I mean, I've been trying like hell to get this information out there and trying to just explain it in the most clear, concise way that I can. And you really got to take people through the baby steps. And the other thing that sucks about the whole PSYOP, guys, is, okay, let's say you do what I did. You find out about the loose change side of the story or whatever. So you know the story, official story is not real, but you're buying into the whole bombs in the basement or the thermite or whatever the hell you're buying into, the airplanes, whatever, right? So I took, like, every friend and relative that I was close to, sat them down on my couch for hours. Listen, you really got to see this. Showed them a bunch of shit. Blah, 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 blah. Hours go by. Most people thought I was crazy, yada, 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 yada. Now, how do you go back to those people now, knowing what I know now, and say, hey, I was wrong earlier. There really weren't bombs in there. The whole thing was a media fakery thing. And then try and show them again. They're not even going to look.
Yeah.
You know? The people that pull this stuff off are smart the way they do it.
What do you show them? What movie do you show first?
Well, now...
It's a tough one, huh?
It is, because it's like you don't want to show them Loose Change because there's so much disinformation in it. But it's almost the easiest way to make them wake up to the official story being a lie. Sometimes I'll just start doing clip by clip by clip. But if I am going to show them Loose Change, I make sure I show them September Clues right after. So they get the whole idea of what might be going on. And then I try to explain to them how the truth movement's set up. And just because somebody's giving you some truth doesn't mean everything they say is truth. They're going to give you the truths that you're going to find out on your own anyways, you know? They're not going to give you the hardcore truth, like what happened on 9/11, what happened to JFK, stuff like that.
Did
they're
going
to give you fluoride and all of that crap, you know? They'll tell you that stuff.
Brian, did you watch The Great American Psy Opera?
I did. I did watch it. Yep.
That was slick.
My opinion on that is he's one of the people that was put out to be one of the, you know, to try and represent the no planers and make them look bad. Like I said, he shot himself supposedly on Jim Fetz's show. I don't know if you have that clip. I can play that for you in a few minutes. It's only 2 minutes. It's really quite ridiculous what he did. He really acted crazy, and he acted like he literally took a gun to his head and shot himself on the radio. Okay?
Give me the link. I'll bust it out.
All right, cool. I'll grab that. And what I was saying is the thing with Psy Opera, sure, he's talking about no planes, but he's talking about no planes inserted over real video, which is bullshit. The whole thing was fake. And that's just another level of gatekeeping. That's what they're doing. Yeah. Okay, now if you finally open your mind up enough to think that there were no planes, because the other people aren't even going to look at his stuff because they think it's totally wacky because they know there were planes supposedly. So the people that do think there's no planes, they finally get to his stuff. Oh, here's our savior. This guy's talking about no planes, blah, 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 blah. But he doesn't ever imply that maybe the scenery was fake too, you know, just the planes. And then if you don't know
true,
that...
But it was a slick show. I was really taken in with that. I thought it was really slick. And then after that, I watched September Clues, you see, which is less slick because, of course, there's no narration. So you're so conditioned to watching slick stuff, you just because September Clues is not super Hollywood produced, you kind of give it less credit. So for me, I found that going to cluesforum.info, where actually they were discussing it, and of course September Clues was a little older. Well, it's been a few years, so whether or not it's been totally updated or not, I don't know. But obviously the current information I found is in cluesforum.info, and that's when I really started keying into some of the points from the movie.
Yep.
So... had Joey in the chat saying, Ace Faker. Well, I'll tell you one thing. His movie moved me far, far along, right up until the no planes, the plane fakery. Although you had to admit, the one thing that I thought would have been really tricky in what he said is inserting fake planes into live video. I thought, man,
so problematic.
Hard.
It's just so problematic. Super, when you can do everything ahead of time, why would they do any of that on the fly? It doesn't make any sense.
But you see where they caught me on that, though, is when they showed the blackouts, when so-called fake planes went too far into the image. That's where that little piece made his theory work in my mind. So in other words, yes, they were doing that, but because it was so hard, they made a mistake, and that's the explanation, that's the proof that they made a mistake. That's why that worked for me, and that I suppose that's the reason why. That's the reason why they put the nose out, because they wanted to show, yeah, it was really tricky to do, but that's what they did. You see? Can you imagine they actually planned that? So,
do you? They might have. They want to. They want everybody so divided. They want so many theories. You know, they might have planned that.
Yeah. Let's, do you think they planned that?
I don't know. So I don't know.
Everyone to a different stage. They take.
I don't know.
They take people to this point, and then the people that look into it further, they take it to this point.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
People
yeah.
that look at it even further. They take them to 90%. But they never go 100%.
No, exactly.
And that's because it's a psychological operation. So because they know physical wounds will heal, so they try to really mess with your brain to the point that they can pull off other things now, and you will get caught in the same traps as well.
And then you know what else they do is all they have to do is I'm gonna play. Is it all right if I play this video now? It's only 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, what they do is all they have to do now, let's just say you're you and you want to go tell somebody about PSYOP, it was a great movie, you got to look into it, blah, blah, blah. There were probably no planes on 9/11. Well, they'll be like, oh, yeah, well, look at this Ace Baker acting crazy and he kills himself on the air, you know what I mean? That just discredits everything he does. And that's why he does what he does. I'm gonna slap that clip up right now if that's cool. You're going to press play.
Yeah,
everybody be able to hear it.
So it's really gross.
You hear it?
Killtown and Fred. Yeah. They're posting.
I care so much about your work.
About me, and I can't take it anymore.
I care so much about your work.
Just stop doing 9/11.
Ace, look. Listen to me a second. People who are very original in the field are often not appreciated at the time. I have so much confidence in your work that it's a prominent part of the new book I'm editing on the 9/11 controversies. I feature you regularly on the program.
I say to my daughters, you know, girls, I love you. And I know that 9/11 has taken a lot of me away from you, and I'm sorry for that. And I hope that someday that you'll forgive me for that. And to my wife, Claire, I just want to say that I love you, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for everything. And to my parents, Mom, Dad, I miss you, and I want to come home.
Ace, I want to come home. We need you, Ace. We need you. I need you. The world needs you. These are temporary problems. Innovators in their fields are frequently unappreciated. My God, Al Galileo was subjected to an inquisition, prosecuted by the church. Galileo, for God's sake.
I'm coming home.
Wow.
You heard that?
So that's rich. That's not a very good gunshot. Come on.
No, it's such horrible acting. Like Shane said, such bad acting. I mean, it's just absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
One of the other, you know, yeah. I mean, they put a lot of these people out, like the Web Fairy, Ace Baker, Nico Haupt. I'm not sure who else, you know, before my time, you know, they put out there. But I think those are pretty much the three main ones. That they actually put people out there to talk about no planes, but they make them look so crazy that anybody that's not looking into it isn't going to look into it, you know?
It's a psychological operation
on so many levels.
Yeah. Do you guys want to take a little 7-minute break, just a little musical interlude? Do you have a 10-minute YouTube clip that we can play that might be interesting while we can take a bit of a break?
Yeah, why don't you and Robin talk for 1 second while I just look and see what I got here.
See if you can dig up a 10-minute there clip, and I'll play a little bumper while we're at it here, while you're looking here. Intro live inside here, one moment, guys.
Oh, I got one.
You're listening to Wake Up with Ab. On this show, we talk about the biggest media hoax of our time, 9/11. and all the children media hoaxes she's spawned since then. You can call us at 518-907-4904 or at Skype contact ab.arado99. We're streaming 24 hours a day from radio.abarado.info, the same place you can find all of our archives. The show is usually live Saturdays at 8 p.m., but we may live broadcast any evening time as guests become available. Don't miss these shows by signing up at radio.abarado.info to be notified by email. Now, on with the show.
Well, all right, what do you got there, Brian Stavely?
Well, I'll tell you what I got, and I'll tell you what I'd like to get into when we get back. When we get back, I'd like to get into some of the occupancy of the towers and how people think that this deception was pulled off if there were allegedly so many people working in the towers, which there weren't, and we have a lot of proof to back that up. But I'm sure you guys are all familiar with who Jason Burmess is. He's like one of Alex Jones' little buddies. Real loudmouth, annoying son of a, SOB.
And, easy. he's easy.
He's really quite obvious what he's trying to do. And like Alex was talking about the planes being a mental illness, the no plane theory. Jason's going to talk about, somebody's going to bring up September clues and the fact that maybe some of the victims weren't real. And Burmess is going to go off and off and off, and he's just going to sound like a total idiot. So, if you don't mind, I'll just play that clip here.
Let me play it from my end because.
Okay, yeah. So you can control things.
I need the fidelity.
Yeah, let me throw it to you in the chat because I have a hard time in the live fire. It makes me type the whole link out. Here, it's in the Skype chat.
Oh, Skype chat, Rob.
Yeah,
here we go.
Grab it out of the Skype. It's 8.5 minutes, and then we'll. We'll come back after that. We'll take a quick break here.
Yeah, everyone can hit the bricks, hit the washroom.
All right, so cool. This is a good clip. I like this one.
Yes, hey, Jason, what's going on tonight?
You know, doing a little radio show.
All right, well, hey, I appreciate everything you do. I love your show. They're going to push everything they can, to push us into the Orwellian time. And you said that they don't put anything, you don't put anything past them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you want to uncover the truth, mm-hmm. I have one point I'd like to bring up. I've been wanting to talk to you about just for a minute now. But anyway, do you believe, Jason, that Todd Beamer's phone call and his cell phone call was fake?
The faked phone calls. Well, that's a really good question. Do I think that Todd Beamer's phone call was fake? I'm not sure if Todd Beamer's phone call is fake because Todd Beamer never talked to his wife. According to official accounts, Todd Beamer talked to a AT&T or a 911 operator, some kind of an operator. He got on the line with an operator. She asked if she wanted him to be connected to his wife, and then he declined. So the wife never talked to him. The Let's Roll line was supposedly told to the operator, and Todd Beamer had a chance to talk to his wife. So that phone call off the bat is suspicious to me. Now, there's another phone call out there where the gentleman supposedly talks to his mother and says, "Hi, Mom, it's Mark Bingham." Now, that woman was all over the media. I believe 110% she thinks she talked to her son. I saw her in tears the next day. She still gets paraded around in the media all the time. The most interesting one that I really think spells some kind of chicanery involving the cell phones, other than the fact that you can't make a cell phone call at 30,000 feet. These planes would have had to have been much lower. Obviously, you can call from the back phones, but the cell phones, that's really shaky ground, even today. I mean, in 2004, American Airlines spent thousands of dollars to fit some of their planes with cell phone towers so people could make calls on them because you can't make them at 30,000 feet. Side point. So... Let me make the last point about the secretary general at the time. I can't quite remember his name, but his wife was a correspondent for CNN, and he had originally said that he talked to his wife and that she had told him that men with box cutters, that's where the box cutter claim comes off. And Deborah Olson is her name. No, Barbara Olson. Barbara Olson is her name. But the FBI in the Moussaoui trial came out and said that Barbara Olson never talked to solicitor Ted Olson. His name was Ted Olson, who claimed that he did talk to her. He said she tried. The FBI's evidence shows that she tried to make a call twice and she never connected. But this guy went all over television saying that the hijackers had box cutters. His wife had told him so and that he had talked to her twice. So go ahead.
Okay. Okay, with all that said, and I appreciate you saying that, please let me finish. You know, you said that more than likely there was not a lot of debris at the Pennsylvania crash. And long story short, I think compelling evidence, if you look at all the victims, supposed victims of the plane crashes, you look at their pictures, there's some very strange anomalies, some very strange similarities in each of the victims' pictures. It may appear that some of the victims were actually simulated, created in a computer database as part of this war game scenario, and they're touted as being 9/11 victims like Todd Beamer, and they use his let's roll line, and other victims were actually faked on that day. Look at the pictures. Go to septemberclues.info. Memorial analysis.
All right, Nick, I gotta let you go, man. You know, you're bringing September Clues, which is total garbage. And once you start talking about these people fake, look, they had family. I don't know what you're talking about. Todd Beamer, no matter what you believe, whether he made the phone call, you know, his wife, look, that's a real person. You know, Deborah Burlingame is a real person. She lost her husband, who was one of the pilots on the one that supposedly hit the Pentagon. And then when you try to plug a site like September Clues, which is obvious lies, I'm sorry, man. It's been proven time and time again that these are just, you know, bull shenanigans. These claims that they make on these things, man, I can't even. Folks, they have this one video where they claim it shows the nose coming out of the plane, but if you look at all the other videos from every single angle, the first thing that does come out of the other side, I mean, I'm not saying it's the nose of the plane, but it's that same protrusion. And this is their big evidence for TV fakery, and then they overlay a bunch of videos shot from different angles at different aspect ratios and say because they don't line up perfectly, TV fakery. They make ridiculous claims because of interlace issues on MPEGs that wings disappeared. TV fakery. I mean, there's absolutely zero credence to this. I have seen more 9/11 footage probably than 99.9% of the people on this planet. I watched the first 3 days of news from all the major networks, and to say that some of these people were computer simulations, man, people like CeCe Lyles, they were not computer simulations. Betty Young, these people had families. I think that is more than a little insulting.